Hello and welcome. It's our number four, of our radio program. And now we get in to the meat and potatoes of the 2021 NFL Draft, a staple of sports talk radio, the winners and the losers. Nick Saban, the Dirty Birds, the Cheeseheads, and the Silver and Black Attack all discussed that and much more right now. Here it is, our number four. The good and the bad of it all. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we get behind the wheel, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along with us as we continue our never-ending journey, and our lead this hour comes from the tail of the tape. It's a boxing match where months in advance, you look at the tail of the tape, you break it all down, and then it happens, and you move on. And we're in the early part of it, one round down. We got draft action on Friday and Saturday. So today and tomorrow, the 2021 draft, this is what it's all about. And have you been following along? Did you enjoy those PSAs in the middle of the draft? The NFL, very good at virtue signaling these days. They're masters at it. But we've had paralysis of analysis with these drafts. It's sensory overload. Your touch, your sight, your hearing, your smell, your taste, everything. We're inundated with information and opinions. But now it is time to roll up our sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty, right? From Trevor Lawrence, who was number one, to Jacksonville, a pick that has been guaranteed since the Jets ended up winning when they weren't supposed to win last season. So Trevor Lawrence goes to Jacksonville, all the way through someone named Joe Tryon, an edge rusher who went to the Buccaneers at pick number 32. So let us discuss the question. Who are the way too soon, winners and losers of the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft? By the way, this bit is timeless. It is a staple of sports talk radio. So I've got Hollywood, penalty box, and Bermuda Triangle. And to lead off with, my first impressions here is how lopsided this particular draft was. There are 125 Division I college football programs. I'm old school. I call it D1. You wouldn't really know that from watching the first round of the NFL draft. Now, we realize that immediately you thin the herd, with apologies to Colin, but you thin the herd here, and some schools just are not players in college football. But of the Power 5 conferences, it's really only about one, right? It's about one. There's a common theme here, but a certain school standing on top of the mountain, right? They are looking down at everyone else, all the hoi polloi down below, and it was really a hostile takeover, monopolizing the 2021 NFL draft. We are talking about Nick Saban, who pulled an old Hollywood special. He bogarted the draft. Now, the Crimson Tide have been running a clearinghouse for future NFL players. Not every player that goes to Alabama makes the NFL or even gets drafted into the NFL, but it just seems like they all do. Six out of the first 24 picks were Alabama Crimson Tide players. Roll them Tide! We're talking about 25% of the top 24 picks in the National Football League Collegiate Draft. That is insane. Now, some of the other winners, obviously Trevor Lawrence going number one. Not only does Trevor Lawrence get the big contract, he's the big winner in all this financially, is Trevor Lawrence, as the number one pick, walks away with $36.7 million. And he's in a tax-friendly state in Florida. So he'll get to keep more of that money than if he had gone to the Jets or the 49ers, who play in New York / New Jersey and California. Obviously, he gets to keep more if you're concerned about his financial future, Trevor Lawrence. He's also going to get the full, as we said, mani-pedi treatment from Urban Meyer. And if you're a quarterback, you're a winner in general. Keep in mind, most of these guys will fail. Most of these players will not be as good as expected. The expectations they will not live up to. You know, we have our ideas as we try to identify what the actual bust rate is going to be and who's going to be good. We think Trevor Lawrence is going to be good, but we think all top picks are going to be good. Doesn't always work out that way. And Lawrence has the default scapegoat. Got to have a fall guy. It's not my fault. It's Jacksonville's fault. Trey Lance. See, this is a weird one because I would say Trey Lance, who played like one game this past season because of North Dakota State's situation with the COVID. He went number three in the draft. We mentioned this earlier, but he's going to get $34 million guaranteed. And he's hardly played any college football. He's a winner. I would say the 49ers, though, are losers. And they were in a no-win situation because by the time they came up with the number three pick, the top two picks were clear, right? You look at the very top, and it was Trevor Lawrence. And then right after Trevor Lawrence, you go down the list, you're like, okay. So then you had the Jets with Zach Wilson, and that had been preordained for some time. But then the Niners came up, and you had this Aaron Rodgers trade talk that popped up throughout the day, and supposedly the Niners were working on that. Didn't happen. But then the quarterbacks said you could take Mac Jones, that's way too high to pick Mac Jones at number three, who looks like a game manager. Prove me wrong, Mac Jones. Prove me wrong. And so you end up taking Trey Lance. You could have also gone out and taken Justin Fields, but there are questions about how good he's going to be. And so they were in an awkward position. They gambled on Trey Lance, and that's a total wild card. It's a total wild card pick. So for him, he's a winner. For the team, I would put the Niners in the loser category. Loser category. Now, some of the other winners here. All right, now, we mentioned Trey Lance, a loser, or a winner, the team a loser, but I'm going to put the Dirty Birds in the winner's circle. Got them in the winner's circle here. Kyle Pitts is the Herculean tight end, and he's going to Atlanta. And there's no way to be 100% sure, but if you look at all of the measurables, which the draft Knicks do, and you look at the way that man played in college, this guy's got it all, right? He's built like Adonis. He runs like a gazelle. All those hokey things that we say about these players. And that seems like a wonderful situation. Not that the Falcons are going to be any good because they're still going to suck. But this opens up the possibility even further to get rid of Julio Jones because now you can focus the offense as much as you can at Kyle Pitts, who's not just a tight end. He can go out to the outside and he's a mismatch player. He can go out to the slot, the perimeter, and so that's an advantage. He's not just a tight end. He's kind of like a Calvin Johnson type player. At least that's what the experts claim he's going to be. How about Ja'Marr Chase reunited, and it feels so good. That was a theme. We had a theme. The Cincinnati Bengals grabbing the LSU receiver Ja'Marr Chase, and he set all kinds of records with Joe Burrow. And so you had that, and the number one pick from 2020 and 2021, both LSU players. And Jalen Waddling out along with Devontae Smith, all Crimson Tide players that have been matched up with Alabama quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, getting an Alabama receiver, and Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. So if you're an Alabama receiver, you're feeling pretty good. Now, the better story is in the losing locker room. The losers in this 2020 way too soon reactionary Mahler monologue, which is timeless, you got to say the cheeseheads. Aaron Rodgers' public relations campaign to lob Molotov cocktails at the Green Bay Packers on the day of the draft, that was the October surprise before the NFL draft. Aaron Rodgers, they say in elections, they call it the October surprise, right before Election Day. Some big scandal comes out. Well, undrafted this year was the Aaron Rodgers, I want out. It was strategically placed. We did a monologue on it earlier, telling members of the team that he didn't want to return to the Packers. And boy, what a mess. Popping the balloon, taking the air out of that balloon for the 2021 NFL draft. He hijacked the conversation. We led our show talking about Aaron Rodgers. Las Vegas, that would be our producer, Roberto, one of our producers, Roberto's team, the Raiders. A special kind of dunce cap. Now, I don't claim to be any kind of special insider when it comes to the draft. I'm just a loser overnight radio guy that reads a lot of these mock drafts and also reads the scouting reports. To me, those are more valuable. Like the mock drafts, I don't throw anything against the wall. The scouting reports, to me, are pretty good, right? And there's stuff in there. You gotta read through the bull crap to get to the good stuff. But the Raiders picked an offensive lineman, Alex Leatherwood. It's a good name. It's a solid name. I think it was the 17th pick, offensive lineman, Alabama. So I heard the guys on TV like were just like shocked. I can't believe this pick, you know. So I immediately went and I did my own research. I said, I don't want to take those guys, the pretty boys on TV. I don't want to take their word for it. So I'll do my own research. And so I read a couple of the draft scouting report guides that I have. And this guy projected as like a second round pick. One of the guides I read said a third round pick. And they picked him 17th overall in the draft. You talk about a head scratcher. Now, of course, it's possible that the Raiders are smarter than everyone else and the scouting guides are wrong. But typically, the first round, you base it off those scouting guides. That's generally how that goes.
Leatherface would have been better at that spot.
Yikes. You didn't really like him in that spot? You didn't, no? Man, oh man! Who else do we have? Well, the Giants. Now that makes Dave Gettleman. He finally traded down. I think he did that intentionally because the media was busting his balls about that. The Giants drafted a wide receiver out of the Sunshine State, Kadarius Toney, with the 20th pick. And so again, I went to the mock drafts. I said, well, I didn't see this guy. I don't remember his name being in the first round. I looked him up. And ta-da! Second round pick. Projected as a second round pick. Giants got him with the 20th pick. And the Giants also, they went out and got Kenny Golladay as a veteran receiver. So, like, what are you doing here? Another loser would be Jimmy Garoppolo. As the 49ers are now trying to sell us on the fact that Garoppolo is the father figure for the new quarterback, the new flavor of the month, for the 49ers there in Trey Lance. Right. Was born at night, as Andy Furman would say. Born at night, but not last night. And Garoppolo, he gets the double whammy because not only did the Niners draft the quarterback, which we all anticipated, just not that quarterback, but the place that Garoppolo was supposed to go, at least now there's an obstacle in front. There's a roadblock, the Patriots. Now, it's still very much possible that Garoppolo ends up getting released from the 49ers, but would the Patriots bring him in? Mac Jones, I would be surprised if Mac Jones starts more than a game or two, if any games, for the Patriots. This is one of those picks where Belichick's going to sit him and play Cam Newton. But that's one of those things. Many people spoke that into existence, but not Garoppolo. If I'm the Patriots, I'd rather have Garoppolo than Mac Jones. And that seemingly closes the door to Jimmy G going back to his old stomping grounds. All right, last thing here. So the most interesting of the quarterback moves was Justin Fields. Justin Fields going to the Bears. Now this is Justin Fields in Chicago. It is the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. Now you might think of Chicago as a nice upper Midwest city right on Lake Michigan. But Chicago is actually in the Bermuda Triangle, if you're a quarterback. And Ohio State, where Justin Fields comes from, if you played football as a quarterback at Ohio State, you typically end up getting railroaded in the NFL. Let's just say you don't dot the I. You don't dot the I in that situation. So the chances of this working out seem very slim. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here. 877 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What else stood out? I'm trying to think here. I mentioned the PSAs. I ranted about that. I did the old guy radio complaining about the PSAs, Roger Goodell's chair, dopey. The vaccination sticker was annoying. I mean, there was a lot of things. It was just like, you know, calm down. All right. Stay in your lane, I would believe would be the phrase. For the first time in draft history, the first seven players that were picked were on the offensive part of the team. And we did have a defensive player in the top 10. There was a question this week on the third degree whether or not we would have that. And we did have, and that was one of the players I thought would be picked there, a defensive back. So, Carolina. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We got the Coop Scoop on entertainment and a bunch of your calls. Also, Balderdash later in the hour. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next. He's got the cleanest ass.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I'll be crucified. I don't want to talk over this song. This is an iconic sports-themed John Fogerty tune. Put me in, coach.
I'm ready to play.
In, coach. Everybody now. Here we go. I think I could hit better than Mookie Betts right now. Not that
I think I can too.
Boy, what's going on there? Hey, can't complain. Championship hangover. That's what's going on. But this is a football show right now. Hardcore, hard-o football talk. Man. Maller Prop Guy writes in, says, now what were the players of the first round of the 2021 NFL draft like? It's like a typical, how were they like a typical night of the Ben Maller Show callers? At least the first seven are offensive. There you go. All right. I think I butchered the reading on that. Let's take some phone calls here. Who do we have? Eeny, miny, moe. Let's go to eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Strip Club John in Cleveland. The purveyor of the nudie bar. Hello, Strip Club John.
Home of Ohio's hottest showgirls.
Damn right. I know you're not allowed to give any specific names here.
We've been busy all week. It's one of the best weeks of the year. One of the best weeks. The patrons coming in from who was that? Yannick Noah. That said, no one wants to go to Cleveland for a destination. This is destination city.
It was. Joe Kim Noah said that for the Bulls.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, yeah. So did the guys show up with their football gear on when they're going?
They're all geared up. Yeah, they're all geared. It's a security nightmare because you got Pittsburgh fans messing with Cleveland fans, and you got Ravens fans messing with Pittsburgh fans, and you got Jets and Giants guys mingling together. I mean, yeah. So the testosterone levels are kind of high in the bar, but what are you going to do?
Any celebrities without giving their names
Well, let's just say there were some younger people there that we had a card there, for a while.
Really? A little preparation for the draft, huh?
Seeing the sights of Cleveland, so to say.
Seeing the mountains and the
and the valleys.
Yes, exactly. Outstanding. Well, listen, Strip Club John, congratulations. I know business was tough last year, so it's good to see that the NFL draft helping the economy.
And we're looking forward to the season, of course, because football season really doesn't help us because we are open on Sundays, but we don't open up till 8. So we don't really get like a big football crowd. Baseball season helps and basketball season helps, but unfortunately the Cavs and Indians stink. So there's no
So why are you not allowed? Because of like, are there like blue laws or something? You can't open up till 8 o'clock.
Because no, we just give the girls off to go to church and that, you know, and stuff like that.
Yes, of course. when you think of wholesome church going women, yes, they work at the club. Absolutely, yes. Well, no, that's what you. No, isn't that the rule? Right, you go, you sin on Saturday, and then you go in on Sunday. You're good to go,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I get you. All right. Well, thank you, John. Thanks for checking in.
Can I take the Maller Militia creed?
Yeah. Oh, the oath. Oh, listen. Of course. You've been with me for how many years? You've been calling me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We go way
hundreds.
Back. I don't say that. I just started a couple years ago. Anyway. All right. Here we go. Let's do the Maller Militia oath. We haven't done this all week. Here we go. I state your name.
I strip club John.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Ben Maller Show.
That I will support and defend the Ben Maller Show.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will obey the orders.
And that I will obey the orders.
To peacefully fight back.
To peacefully fight back.
Against hostile attacks.
Against hostile attacks.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Strip Club John. You are now officially sworn in.
This is better than 20 girls lap dancing for you.
Well, that's a lie. But congratulations, you are sworn in, and we thank you, and we will talk. Our guys.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.
All right, buddy. Sports gas bags and blowhards.
It's sports bag and gas bags.
Yeah. Strip Club John's. I mean, the Cavs had good teams back when LeBron was playing there, and he'd give us updates when they were in the finals and guys that were coming out. It was great. Charlie in San Antonio is next in the Alamo. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Ben. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Hey, that song, by the way, it's a slice of Americana, right? Doesn't it make you just want to pick up your mitt and play a game of catch? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, center field? Yeah, it's awesome.
Right.
Oh,
that's great.
It takes me back to Little League, you know. That's great. But anyway, I wanted to call because I want to address, one of your disgruntled callers. You know that cousin kisser in Missouri? I know why he's upset, you know, because everyone hates his calls. You know, I'm always talking about how bad his calls suck. But, dude, it's not my fault. Look inward. Maybe if your ancestors weren't swimming in the shallow end of the gene pool, you'd have the necessary brain cells to manufacture a decent call. You know what I mean? Like when your calls come on, you do this weird shtick that's awkward, and you just hear crickets everywhere. This is the point that your calls are the point in the show where Coop runs to the restroom to drop a deuce because he knows there's nothing entertaining or exciting that's going to happen. You know, have more hot sports takes than you do teeth, and maybe the militia will take interest in what you have to say.
Yeah. Now, do you feel better, Charlie? You feel better? You think that guy will fight? Because Chris in Houston wants no part of you. He's run away from you. So do you think you will? You've moved on now. You'll find a new combatant to go.
I've been searching for months. Everyone hates me so bad. Everyone talks about how terrible of a call I am.
Well, listen, the only reason they hate you is because they've heard you call in. That's why they hate you. But if they hadn't heard you, they would love you.
But they take pock shots, and then when they have an opportunity, nowhere to be found. But yeah, I'll take on Sling Blade, you know? Even though I'm a little concerned with what he had planned with Chris. Look, I know that you think Deliverance is an adult entertainment DVD, but it's not, bro. I'm not your livestock animal.
All right.
I'm not going to have relations with you.
Calm down, Kimosabi. Calm down. All right. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Happy Friday, Jeez. Ben.
All Easy. Right. Yes, my favorite time of the week here. When I hear the Coop Scoop on entertainment, I just put my feet up and just relax, and I get so excited. Let's keep it going on the phones. Who do we have? Let's say hello to the Doc. You got the Doc locked and loaded there in Chicago. Doc Mike. Hello, Doc Mike.
Good morning, boy. Are we going to get a piece of these Bears? You know, when Jay Cutler came over here from Denver, okay, did we learn our lesson that you don't go to the hospital for awards? For players, he was a diabetic. Wow. One of the first adverse reactions to insulin.
He was fine. He wasn't terrible. He was a
good kid. Oh, really? Yeah, where did we go? Where did we go?
Well, where do the Bears ever go? The Bears never go anywhere. How long have you been in Chicago? Come on, your whole life. The Bears have had like two good teams your entire life.
76 years, but you know what? You know, Mike Ditka brought us there. He's one of my patients. I've got $1 million bill with his autograph on it.
How come? Why doesn't Ditka come on my podcast? We'll do a whole Doc Mike themed podcast. What's up with that?
Well, you know, his one of his restaurants stayed open. It's not even a mile from where I live.
Well, go down there and tell Ditka to come on the show. How about that?
Don't you get it, pal. Okay, so here's the deal. They go for Cutler. He's a diabetic. The first adverse reaction to insulin is
headaches. Well, what's your problem? What's your problem with the new Bears quarterback?
Okay, this guy's an epileptic. What are we, brain dead?
That's a drop. That's a drop. All right, Doc, I'm late. Hold on, Doc. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to you. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But hold on a second.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, we talked briefly there about the rumor of Aaron Rodgers going to the Broncos. Did you see the rumor about him going to the 49ers and what they allegedly offered in return for Aaron Rodgers?
Let me guess. The Golden Gate Bridge.
Maybe close. There are various reports that the 49ers offered Jimmy Garoppolo the number 3 pick in this year's draft, plus other picks and other players. And the Packers said no. That's the report anyway.
Well, you got to shoot your shot.
I would say that was a pretty good shot.
That's a Gretzky quote, right? You miss all the shots you don't take.
Miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Yeah. There you go. I used the hockey reference, Eddie. Are you proud of me? I quoted Wayne Gretzky.
Gold star for you.
Thank you. I'm still pissed at Gretzky because I was covering. He got traded from the Kings to the St. Louis Blues, and I was working at the Mighty 690, which was the Kings' flagship station at the time. So they wanted me to get Gretzky on. So they had this news conference at near LAX. So I go there, and Gretzky blows me off. He was going to a private jet to go to St. Louis. He had no part of it. How dare him. Anyway, not that I've forgotten. That was like 20 years ago or whatever. Not that I've let that go at all. Let's go to Brooklyn. We say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel, the reigning champion of Password.
Yes.
The word game of the stars.
What? Yes. You know it, Ben. You and I beating Blair and Eddie from Wednesday morning, and we live of our winners in the Ben Maller Show podcast at foxsportsradio.com.
Well, yes.
Or on the iHeartRadio and Fox Sports apps.
Now, Marcel, did you get your championship ring from winning Password? Because I'm wearing mine right now. I got my bling bling on here. Very excited about that.
Almost tried to get to the delivery from my apartment door, but why shouldn't I? I promise I'll... Some of the guys here from the Ben Maller Show.
Well, you
Show
got that
family.
Trophy, Marcel. What? You got that big trophy. You got the baller trophy, so you're good to go, right?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good to go, and so ready for more Password of the Word Game of the Stars next time. Did I get this right?
Yes.
And now,
okay.
Here we go. Who?
Here we go. It's Friday. Let's wrap up the week. It's a new dawn. It is definitely a new day. So, Maller Militia. Let's get into it. And on Mondays and Fridays, we have Justin in Cincinnati, and on Wednesdays, Rob in Vegas. So, Justin in Cincinnati, who joins me now. Justin, good morning to you, buddy. What is your food pick from last night?
I think you had some fried placenta and a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, no, no, no.
You saved that for the weekend, right, Marcel? Yeah. All right, I'm going to go.
Go ahead, Ben.
Chef Boyardee.
Yes, the mixed match. Robin
Yeah, my man. Go ahead, Eddie.
Oh, I was going to say Chef Boyardee.
Oh, bull crap. You're a liar.
Not so fast.
That's horse crap. Roberta.
Chef Boyardee.
Four times.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, Coop. Come on. Run the board here, Coop.
Coop with the F minus.
Yeah, buddy. Go up.
Well, Marcel, I think you had miso ginger shrimp with snow peas and green onion rice cakes.
Oh, no. Not good choice.
What grade does he get? What grade, that? Marcel, what grade do you give Coop on that food pick?
F.
No.
Failure.
Marcel.
Failure.
All right. Reveal answers. The drama is intense here. We're all wondering.
It's like, who's going first in the NFL draft?
This is going to be good. And the food pick from last night, it will be us. Thanks to Robin Vegas and you, three of you gentlemen, except for Coop DeLoop, Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. That's a winner.
We got the golden ticket on
it's
us.
It's going to be a great weekend now.
All right. Now, Marcel, can you do your official broadcasting voice and introduce the Coop Scoop on entertainment? This is very
Actually,
important.
Actually, it's the announcing voice.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going, How silly of me not to understand that, Marcel. Bad job by me. All right, here we go.
It is 40 minutes past the hour. Ben, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
You have yourself a wonderful weekend. Time now for the Hooray for Hollywood and the Coop Scoop on Entertainment from the Fox Sports Radio Entertainment Box. Have a great weekend. I'll see you right back here, same place, same stations on Monday. Take care and God bless.
Wow.
Jeez, yeah.
What a send-off. He sound like Joe Tate. Good night, everybody. All right.
Thank you, Marcel. So first off, I want to start by saying, Ben, I think that we should give some golden tickets out to
the guys on hold
to Dylan and Graham.
Yeah, you guys get golden tickets. Yeah, so I'm a jackass, and you get golden
and,
tickets.
And Rare Bird Ryan as well.
Rare Bird Ryan, yeah. You all get golden tickets. So that means next week, call up, and then if I don't take it, you can punch me in the gut. How about that?
Yeah. You call up. Let me know you have a golden ticket. You'll be the first one on. So we apologize. We're probably not going to get your call.
So hang up now.
All right. So as far as entertainment this weekend, first I want to start off by pointing out a new Apple TV Plus show. It is called The Mosquito Coast. And I actually watched the first episode of this before I came into the studio today.
Florida, is it?
No.
Okay. Mosquitoes in Florida. But yeah.
That's true. But I believe, the first episode doesn't take place here, but I think the rest of the show is going to take place in a jungle in Latin America.
So this is a remake of that movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the 1986 movie starring Harrison Ford. So it is a remake with Justin Theroux as the head of the cast. It's going to be a 7-episode adaptation. And so that movie was actually based on a book by Justin Theroux's uncle, Paul Theroux. So kind of a little crossover there. But anyway, that is on Apple TV Plus as of today. I watched the first episode. It was pretty entertaining. I'm into it. It's a little preachy at parts, but if you can get...
I don't need that. It's like the NFL draft, they were preaching.
You know? Yeah, but I mean, you know what? It's like a line, like, you know, maybe like a couple, two or three lines throughout the show.
But it was enough that you remembered it and you were annoyed by it.
Well, because it just seemed obvious to me. It's there's a lot of environmental, you know, preaching stuff.
Oh, you know, I got you.
Protect the planet, which is fine. You know, we should.
So you're not against the planet.
I'm not. I'm definitely for that. Right. But I just hate when dialogue seems out of place and it's. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
kind of like when you're watching the NFL draft and a PSA breaks out before the 17th pick, right? Yes?
I mean, when I watch the NFL draft, I'm only dialed in when the Broncos are coming up and I'm just kind of half paying attention. So
well,
I didn't even notice.
Some of us are trying to fill 4 hours of content and we're looking for things to talk about. So, yes, I hear you.
Well, they gave you something to talk about.
That is
true.
That's a good point. It gave me something to complain about and I love complaining.
That's right. Moving on to later in the week. On Tuesday, May 4th, we have a new Star Wars show on Disney Plus. It's called Star Wars: The Bad Batch. This is an animated series.
Well, I thought you were going to say it's like Star Wars has really changed.
No, it centers on a group of elite, uniquely skilled clones that were first introduced in the Clone Wars series. And basically, this will have there'll be a special 70-minute premiere on Tuesday, followed by three new episodes each Friday.
Ooh.
Yes, and starting next Friday, actually. And then moving on to a little bit later in the week, we have a it's a documentary. Oh, that's also – it's also on Wednesday.
Oh.
I said the last one was on Tuesday. This one is on Wednesday.
I'll have to wait till
Yes.
Wait till the weekend to watch it.
Yes. Yeah. So it's on Wednesday. It's on Netflix. It's another true crime documentary on Netflix, Ooh. But I love these. The Sons of Sam, A Descent into Darkness.
Ooh, that's a legendary
yes,
crime
and,
story.
And,
American
and
history.
This particular, what was the Son of Sam? It was Berkowitz, right? Was that his last name?
Yes, David yeah. Berkowitz.
Yes. Yes, okay. So this documentary alleges that he did not act alone, and they go all investigative. And those are my favorite type of true crime.
This is like O.J. We don't think O.J. acted alone. We think he had help.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So check that out Wednesday on Netflix, The Sons of Sam, A Descent into Darkness, and that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
And, no comments on the Oscar Scoop? It's too dated now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are up, you know, I tweeted about this. They were up in arms about Chadwick Boseman not winning, but I don't Anthony Hopkins deserved the award. I don't think that just because you die, you should get it.
Agreed.
Until you die, and then you want to win an award when you die.
We're up against the hard one here.
Yeah. Oh, my. Look at the Ooh. Time. Are we going to have even time to play Balderdash? I don't even know that we will have time
I don't think so.
No, no Balderdash. We'll just talk.
Maybe all right,
Dylan. Yeah, well, one of them hung up, but Dylan, hey.
All right, Dylan. All right, I retract the golden ticket for Dylan. He's probably sleeping.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
point. But all right, we'll figure something out. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
As we rode on and on and on, this portion of the Ben Maller Show. So the NFL making it rain, instant millionaires, the quarterbacks we mentioned earlier, the top five quarterbacks in the draft, the money game, Trevor Lawrence gets $36.7 million. Zach Wilson, the number two pick, got to settle for $35.1 with the Jets. Trey Lance, playing in Northern California, will get $34.1 million. Justin Fields in sweet home Chicago, if he can avoid Doc Mike, he'll get $18.8 million. And Mac Jones, to hold the clipboard and walk along the sidelines while Cam Newton plays quarterback for the Patriots, will get $15.5 million in his rookie contract. And that's over 4 years. Then you have also the fifth-year option, which is worth even more money on top of that. So that's also a possibility. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got Rare Bird Ryan in Kentucky. Hello, Rare Bird Ryan.
Hey, happy belated birthday, Ben.
Thank you.
In recognition of providing me with almost 20 years of outstanding broadcasting, keeping me awake at night and making me laugh and picking me up when I was down, I'd like to place a bet at Churchill Downs on your Derby pick. I just want to know, how do you want to bet it, or if you want to bet a perfecta or something like that?
All right, hold on a sec here. We're gonna have to do this off the air, Ryan. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Put him on hold, Coop. We have a chance to win some money here. All right, I'm going to give him the pick here. This is exciting. Now I'm going to really pay attention to the Derby this weekend.
Got to murder. Got to go.